What a treat I had attending a conference on a cruise ship. Learning and luxuriating, it was a wonderful experience. Even if I hadn't been on the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association conference, I would have loved sailing on the Discovery Princess cruise ship, their newest ship in the fleet. It sailed between Vancouver, British Columbia, and Los Angeles, California, with ports in Victoria, BC, and San Francisco. In this Editor's Pick article, I share with Real Food Traveler readers and podcast listeners some of the things I learned that will make your time on the ship even more relaxing and wonderful. I'm Courtney Drake McDonough, the publisher and managing editor of RealFoodTraveler.com, a digital culinary travel magazine. Ways to make the most of Discovery Princess Cruise Ship in advance. Sign up on Princess's email list for frequent and really good discounted deals and other perks. You can do this right at the top of the Princess.com website where it says Special Offers Sign Up. Editor's tip, do this 6 to 12 months in advance of when you think you might want to book a trip. While it's pretty easy to make all of your cruise plans on your own, take advantage of the free service of Princess's travel advisors. We learned after the fact that working with someone could have helped us make our restaurant and excursion plans. There are a lot of steps to take and choices to be made when planning a cruise, and it's really helpful to have someone familiar with the cruise line and the ship help passengers keep all their ducks in a row. Arrive early to embark. While the ship might not depart for hours, you'll have a chance to get your bearings, grab a bite, and even go for a swim. You may as well get your vacation going as early as possible. As soon as reservations are open on the website for specialty dining, while you're in the planning stage, make them, taking into account which days you'll be on excursions. Editor's tip, distribute these dinners throughout your trip so that you have something extra special to look forward to throughout. Ways to make the most of time on the ship. On the first day, walk around, getting familiar with where things are, including every restaurant, your muster station, and your cabin. Learn where your cabin is in relation to the things you need the most, such as the muster station, buffet area, pool, theater, and where you get off the ship, etc. Take advantage of the electronic informational panels by the elevators that help you find things and see what activities are happening. Check out the daily schedule and plan which activities you want to go to, including the fabulous shows, so that you can plan when to eat dinner, when musical groups you like will be playing and where, and other activities. You could run yourself ragged going to everything you want, so pick the things you want to go to the most. But you have to allow time to get there. It can take a while to make your way around the ship. Hopefully, you made specialty restaurant reservations in advance of sailing, but sometimes you can still make a reservation on board. Be flexible because the restaurant date and times might not be exactly what you wanted, but rest assured, you can't go wrong with any of them. While most people only think of the main dining rooms for dinner time, breakfast and lunch are available there too. Enjoy them for the upscale white tablecloth experience. Editor's tip, save that for days at sea because service on those restaurants has a slower pace to accommodate the multiple courses available. When you're in a rush, head to the buffets. Ways to make the most of excursions while sailing on Discovery Princess. Off-ship fun. If possible, add on a day or two before your cruise out of Vancouver, British Columbia to explore the city and venture into nearby Surrey. Go hungry and explore a world of international cuisines there, along with their popular Surrey Spice Trail. Take advantage of excursions during the cruise in Victoria, BC and San Francisco. Stay tuned for an upcoming article and podcast from us with recommendations for pre, during, and post-cruise excursions, and recommendations for things to do on your own. The stellar dining scene on Discovery Princess Cruise Ship. Anyone who's gone on a cruise knows that the food is a huge draw. That's certainly the case on Discovery Princess, where our group had the pleasure of meeting Chef Rudy Soderman, the most decorated chef at sea and Princess Cruise's first head of culinary arts. Before taking on this role with Princess, he was the master chef for Holland America Line, a position he has retained. Chef Rudy's culinary career started when he was a kitchen apprentice at the age of 14. highlights of his 50 years in the culinary world, which are being celebrated in 2024, include being named corporate executive chef on board the Queen Elizabeth II. He's also worked with Norwegian American Cruise Line, Cunard Line, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, and more. And he's the author of 14 cookbooks. The most recent is Rudy's Sel de Mer for the Love of Seafood. Chef Rudy's influence is in every item of food on the ship, but he's very good about letting his staff express their own passion and expertise in their day-to-day work. All of that shows in the tiny details, beautiful appearance, and delicious flavors of everything that comes out of that kitchen, whether it's at a buffet, a restaurant, or special dining event. Part of Chef Rudy's vision is encouraging ideas and recipes for regional dishes contributed by staff who are from around the world. You get to, quote-unquote, eat local while in the middle of the ocean. Chef Rudy's influence is certainly felt in his newest restaurant at sea, The Catch by Rudy. Dining options on Discovery Princess. Our conference group got to go behind the scenes for a gallery tour and meet the culinary team. I love behind-the-scenes things. We saw where everything is made from scratch, including breads and gelato, every day from the wee hours of the morning to late at night. It was fascinating to see how the well-organized, well-run operation is in action. It gave us all even more appreciation for every single food item on that ship. Here are the dining options included in the cruise fare. Main dining rooms. They have elegant decor, cloth tablecloths and napkins, and pretty serveware, which makes these dining experiences feel special. Check your stateroom TV or Princess Patter, the daily newsletter delivered to your cabin, for hours of operation for breakfast, lunch, and dinner availability. Each of the dining rooms has multi-course menus. Choose an item from each, make a meal of several appetizers, or try more than one entree or dessert if you like. There are no rules. Editor's tip. While it may be tempting to go a little crazy with all those wonderful offerings, help reduce water and preserve your waste by ordering only what you're sure you'll be able to eat. You'll never go hungry on a cruise ship, so don't worry about that. World Fresh Marketplace is one of the restaurants in the buffet area. So spacious and plentiful, it's easy to get turned around and a little lost in there. But what a place to get lost. Help yourself to breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between. Some food items will be offered daily and others will change. Princess has offerings from around the world, including regional favorites. On our trip departing from Vancouver, British Columbia, there was a Brazilian dinner, a British dinner, an All-American dinner, and a Mongolian stir-fry. It's the place to get everything from a quick piece of fruit to a snack to full meals and gorgeous desserts. Editor's tip. During prime times, the buffet is the busiest part of the ship and seating is limited, although there's usually some out on the deck. We recommend going a little early or a little late surrounding breakfast, lunch, and dinner times to get fewer people there and more seating. World Fresh Marketplace is great for nights that you plan to attend a show because you can eat accordingly to your own schedule, which might or might not be able to happen if you went to one of the restaurants. The pastry shop in Horizon Court is a special area within World Fresh Marketplace that's like walking into the dreamiest bakery shop ever. Not only are the treats delicious, but they are works of art. Slice Pizzeria makes Neapolitan-style pizza right in front of you on deck. You see the dough being hand-tossed, then topped, and slid into a big pizza oven. You may have to wait a few minutes for the kind you want, but it'll be hot and fresh out of the oven and totally worth the wait. The Salty Dog Cafe, also on deck right by the pool, is a quick place for a burger, brat, grilled chicken sandwich, hot dog, each served with buns made right there on the ship. We saw them. Editor's tip. Don't forget the addictive fries, which you can get an order of all on your own when you're having a mid-afternoon take-a-break-from-the-pool moment. Dining options that cost extra. Specialty dining. Other options are available for an additional but very reasonable fee, or in some cases are included with Princess Premier level booking. These offerings are a great deal. You'd pay double or triple this amount for a level of dining at a restaurant on land. Chef's table happens around a special central table shared with other passengers, during which the executive chef hosts the evening, explaining the multi-course dinner and wine pairings. The meal is created especially for this experience and can't be found anywhere else on the ship. It's not included for Princess Premier level and is a separate fee for anyone of any level sailing that you purchase separately. Crab Shack offers a four-course meal of seafood lover's dream cuisine, from chowder to steamer pots full of seafood and even popcorn shrimp. Crown Grill offers steakhouse and seafood. Gelato at the atrium of the ship, which is great people watching, serves truly authentic Italian-style gelato made daily. Get a simple scoop or a decadent sundae. Sabatini's Italian Trattoria serves traditional Italian comfort food in multiple courses with great wine and cocktail offerings. The Catch by Rudy, which we didn't get to take advantage of because it wasn't quite open yet when we were sailing on Discovery, was going to be highly anticipated by guests and the crew alike. When we spent time with Chef Rudy, his enthusiasm for the seafood-centric restaurant that celebrates the best of the ocean, including catch of the day, oysters, bisques, lobster, and a raw seafood bar, was simply catching. Fishing pun fully intended. There's also the Salty Dog Gastropub, which is an upscale version of the On Deck Cafe. Try their signature burgers and other pub favorites, plus beer, whiskey, and cocktails, and desserts. Now, 360, an extraordinary dining experience, is just that. This is a special opportunity that goes way beyond simply great food and drink. The interactive, theatrical, technologically brilliant happening combines multiple courses of food and drink with surround sounds and sights that take you to the Mediterranean, connecting with real farmers, makers, and purveyors with the food you're actually then eating. It's an amazing experience. On our website, when you read this article, you can click on the bar below to read my article that I wrote about the 360 Extraordinary Dining Experience. You can make reservations for this add-on experience when you make your dining reservations before the cruise. Spots are very limited. It's worth every penny and then some. Bonus opportunity, the Camus Vineyards Winemaker Dinner. Princess has partnered with Camus Vineyards to create a delicious and very enjoyable food and wine pairing experience. It made the last evening of our voyage extra special. This is part of a larger endeavor with Camus Vineyards that includes providing wine on the ships with specific pairings in Crown Grill and the opportunity to visit the winery on shore excursions. Fun facts about Discovery Princess Cruise Ship. Discovery Princess is the third vessel that was designed from the ground up with Princess Medallion class and the final of their Royal class ship classification. The ship can accommodate 3,660 guests, and there are over 1,346 crew members. There are 1,830 guest cabins, 19 decks, and its inaugural cruise was March 27, 2022. What does Medallion class mean? It pertains to a very handy, pretty darn brilliant technology that makes life easy while on the ship, where life is, let's face it, already wonderfully easy. The medallion itself is a quarter-size wearable device provided for free on a lanyard, or you can upgrade by having it as an attractive necklace or an on-the-wrist device. It enables all sorts of convenient perks, including touch-free boarding, locating your group anywhere on the ship, and unlocking your cabin door as you approach. A panel outside the cabin sees you approach and then locks it again after you leave. Next to some elevators, there's a panel with a map of the ship, which makes it really handy to find things. Touch your medallion to it and it will direct you to your cabin. Please note, as a member of the media and attendee of the IFWTWA conference, certain opportunities were included in the cost of the conference and passage of our group, including specialty dinners. But as is always our policy at realfoodtraveler.com, that never influences our opinions, which are our own and are relayed to our readers as a service. Again, I'm Courtney Drake McDonough, your publisher and managing editor for Real Food Traveler. Please visit our site, realfoodtraveler.com, to see this article and photos, and including a really wonderful video we put together that gives you a great taste of the whole trip. as well as our article about the 360, an extraordinary dining experience, and all the other articles that I and our editors and our writers have contributed to Real Food Traveler, helping you travel the world and enjoy the local cuisine while you're at it. Thank you and happy travels!